Getting Zen with Gen Z. Empowering, motivating, and inspiring you to live your happiest, healthiest life. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Getting Zen with Gen Z. Today we are talking beauty. I have my good friend, Amy Madden Davis here. She's a makeup artist and we worked together long ago, when we both worked for MAC, but I really wanted to get a little bit of, insight and conversation about one of the simplest pleasures in life, which I think is makeup, for a lot of people, and how we can really express ourselves and be creative. But before we get into that, hi, Amy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
Of course. It's been so long. We haven't seen each other in...
Since probably...
A long time.
Five.
That's crazy.
I know.
Crazy, crazy.
I know. Too long.
Too long. Way too long. So I'm very happy and thankful that you could be here today.
Very excited to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. So why don't you give everybody just a little bit of... feedback on your experience, a little bit about, you know, your career path and how you started and got into makeup.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I graduated from college with 2 degrees, French and psychology, and that was in Madison, Wisconsin. I ended up working for Clinique at the time and wanted to move. So it brought me here to Chicago, where I kind of dabbled in many different cosmetic lines, many different boutiques and stores for several years. And then I ended up working for MAC, MAC Cosmetics. I started, I believe, in 04. And so I was there for 14 years. Excuse me. And then during that 14 years, the last four, I was at a pro store for MAC. So I really got to get my hands dirty and do a lot of, you know, special, more theatrical work, work with people in the industry. And so that was really, really a great experience.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So 14 years?
14 years with the brand. Yeah.
So wow. That's crazy.
Lots of knowledge and experience.
Absolutely. So when did we, I know I started in 2001 and was with them until I opened Gen Z's in 2007. So when did you start? 2004?
04 officially. I did freelance for them sometime. But yeah, so 04 till 2018.
Wow.
And this past March, I left the brand and decided it was time to start my own business. So I
That's
started.
That's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So what are you mainly doing right now? Like, what services are you focusing on?
At the moment, I'm working mostly bridal parties because it's like that time of year, special event makeup. I do airbrush. I do temporary lashes. I do male grooming. I do, I'm actually going in today for some more of a theatrical type of work. So for Halloween, since that's coming up.
Nice.
Yes.
I love that.
That's my favorite,
so much
my
fun.
Favorite holiday.
So much fun. You could be the most creative then.
Yes.
I feel like it's, you know, people don't want that every day.
Yes. No, but that's when I'm in my element. I love it. It's totally therapeutic for me.
Oh, it's so much fun to have that outlet. So where do you basically just travel and freelance around, go to all the bridal parties or your clients, whoever you need?
I do on location work. I do sometimes work from home. I do collaborate with a salon sometimes.
Okay.
You know, I'll do kind of whatever. I have a lot of experience with a lot of different things, so I'm pretty, you know, open to whatever work comes my way.
Yeah. Do you find that there's a lot of, are you trying to do a lot of like film and television, like commercial work? Or is there a huge industry for that really in Chicago, or are you kind
there
of focused more on bridal and stuff?
It's, you know, it's a hub now for film, and that industry is growing. There is an interest there. I've done a couple like independent films.
Mm-hmm.
I've done some print work, some ads for Walgreens. So that is definitely a possibility. I haven't really gone that route yet. This business that I started is relatively new, so I'm just trying to get on my feet and see which ways I can take it.
Yeah.
Definitely open to it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I know how
talented you are. I mean, just from us working together and how passionate you are also, which I think is important, as we know, in any career, to be able to love what you're doing. And, you know, that's part of leading that happy lifestyle and really enjoying kind of your day to day. And the fact that, you know, you had the courage to step out and embark on your own journey, starting your own business. I know that's not easy.
I know you did it too.
Yeah. So, how do you feel with that? Like, instead of being, you know, at work.
Yeah. It's awesome. You know, I have three kids, so it has really allowed me to just enjoy my summer and spend some time with those crazy kids.
They're so cute.
Thank you.
My pictures. Like, they're adorable.
Thank you. So I really got to travel a little bit with them and spend a great amount of time with them. So that aspect is great. And I can make my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Just really trying to pick it up and get as busy as I can at this point. So,
absolutely.
You know, hopefully, you know, we'll see what happens. But it's been really exciting. It's very rewarding. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely a lot of work.
It's a hustle. It's a hustle. But it is definitely more rewarding, and being able to make your own schedule and work with the people you want to work with and choose the jobs and everything.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. So I will definitely send a lot of referrals your way.
Oh, thank you, lady.
I'm not able to. My schedule's just been so crazy, too. So I usually focus on more weddings and bridal and stuff, too. But it gets a little bit difficult. So I'll definitely be sending people.
Well, thank you.
Way.
You know, I have the philosophy that we keep it in the family. You know, we always celebrate people that we know are genuine and
absolutely
talented and hardworking. So
yes,
appreciate it.
Of course. So I wanted to kind of talk about a few different topics, but let's talk about right now, if we can, some of the trends that are going on in 2018. I had looked up a Harper's Bazaar article yesterday, and, you know, it talks about a lot of heavy black liner. It talks about a lot of metallics, glitter, more of like a chunky glitter. But just to kind of give the audience a little bit of some fun makeup trends, especially for the summer and going into fall. And some tips that we can obviously, you know, give them of some of our favorite products that we like to use.
Absolutely.
And must-haves in general. Everybody's not walking on the runway to look all glam all the time, but there are some simple things you can obviously do to add, you know, to your day, evening look to
You
feel amazing. So do you have any insight on some of the trends that you've been seeing?
Yes. So obviously, you know, a lot of these looks are taken from runway, but they're watered down to be executed however you would like them. We're definitely seeing the no makeup look. Well, I want to throw in there also that kind of the season, anything goes, is what I've been seeing. I've been seeing the no makeup skin. I've been seeing a really soft contour. You're not seeing a whole lot of sculpted and dramatic Instagram.
So not like the Kardashian YouTube video contouring.
You're not really seeing a whole lot of that. I mean, again, everything kind of goes right now, but you're seeing also a lot of winged eyeliner, a cat eye. You're seeing an off placement of color blocks. The blue eyeshadow metallic.
I see that everywhere. I love blue.
It's a huge comeback this season. Chunky glitter, chunky texture, metallics, stains on the lips, and glossy lips are making a big comeback. Kind of an imperfect lip is kind of always a fun thing to do. So don't sweat it if you can't get it on right.
Right.
You know, just smudge it. That's huge. Brows, a textured brow, a fuller brow.
I need to have like brows, mascara. I mean, to be honest and be real, I never wear makeup anymore just because I'm training all the time.
Yes.
But when I do, I like to keep it simple. I have to have a brow. I have to have my mascara.
Yes.
Some nice glow on the cheeks, bronzer, and a good lip, you know.
Yeah.
Be it matte or glossy.
There's definitely a way that you can just pull yourself together to your comfort level without going crazy. I know when I'm not working and when I don't have to wear makeup, I'm pretty basic, you know, maybe a mascara and my brows, but that's pretty much it.
And
you just, you know, it's all about what you're comfortable with. And maybe taking an extra step one day with one feature just to find, you know, if maybe your comfort zone can be expanded a little bit.
Yeah, I love that. I think, you know, so many clients ask me to, when they have different like color combinations or how to apply things, or they seem a little bit more timid on what color goes with what and what if I do it wrong. There's really no wrong way in makeup.
Absolutely not.
You know, I think it's the best way, like we were saying, and to touch on, to be able to express yourself. And the fact that anything kind of goes right now, of course, there's, you know, different trends and things that you're going to see a little bit more of, but to be able to use makeup, which washes off and you can have a new look every day, you can have so much fun, and there's nothing really wrong that you can do.
Agreed.
You know, but I feel like to really encourage people to be able to play and have fun with colors, or like you're saying too, focus on maybe your eyes or lips, or, you know, using different lip colors or stains or matte lipsticks, or, you know, just having fun and playing with it.
Absolutely. My belief, or my philosophy, if you will, I'm going to paraphrase it because it's kind of a long mantra, but, you know, makeup is a form of expression. It is whatever you want it to be. No rules. It's your style. Wear it however you want. Don't be afraid to push the limit and wear your mood. You know, consider it an accessory as jewelry. It washes off. So whatever you're wearing, just pull that one product out that might just add to, you know, your mood or your look, and just wear it. And don't wait for anybody to approve it or disapprove. If you like it, wear it and be comfortable in it. And that's kind of my philosophy. You know, whatever makes you feel great. It's that one thing for the day. You put on a bold lip and you're walking around and you're like, yeah, oh yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I got a little extra something today that nobody really knows, but it's that one thing that's kind of making me happy today.
Right. For you, I mean, I think it just definitely gives you that confidence. Something so easy and fun, and not looking for anybody to say, you know, or judge what you're wearing, what you're, you know, it's you. You own it. And whatever makes you feel confident, of course, I'm all for. The more empowering, you know, empowered you can feel, hey, if a shade of red lipstick makes you feel like that, go for it.
And most of the time, if you're uncomfortable with it, nobody else is really noticing it. You know, it's a personal statement that you're making.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, the good thing, too, about being in the city here is that you're just anonymous. Everybody's kind of...
Yeah. No, I mean,
you know,
you
got
can
their
just,
own thing. Nobody really pays attention.
Exactly.
So you can be who you want.
Right. I love that. I love the part of that where you said wear your mood, because you can definitely, I mean, we know, like, just so many different how you can wear your emotions, kind of, and, you know, the looks of that, like, deep smoky eye, or like no makeup at all, or really dark, like purple lip. You can definitely express yourself so many different ways.
Yes, for sure.
That's amazing. You know, and kind of piggybacking off that a little bit, what are some of your favorite products that you think are must-haves for people to have? Like, we've talked about trends a little bit, and those are things, you know, people can kind of utilize, especially maybe if they're going out, or, you know, daily too. But what are things that people can do every day that are like really good staple products that someone should have?
My personal favorite product that I think most people can wear, and if, you know, if it's a little bit too much for you, there's always a way to kind of water it down for your personal style, mm-hmm. but is some type of pearlized moisturizer. Even if you're oily, you know, there's different ways to place it properly on mm-hmm. the skin. You always want your skin to be the first thing that is fixed, not necessarily fixed or corrected mm-hmm. or enhanced. So there's so much that you can do as far as makeup goes, but just a basic skincare regimen with a pearlized moisturizer is really going to make your skin glow.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just placement of it. So
right.
That's one of my definite must-haves.
I love that you touched on the skincare as, you know, being a makeup artist and esthetician, there's, you know, I kind of go back and forth sometimes, but skin is the most important thing. When your skin is a canvas for that creativity and for your makeup, so you definitely want to take care of it and be nicely exfoliated and hydrated to have that perfect texture for makeup to be able to be placed on. I think, you know, as makeup artists, we've seen where people have sat in our chair sometimes and we can tell when somebody's completely dehydrated or hasn't exfoliated in forever. So I think the importance of people getting facials, I'm going to put that out there.
Gen Z's.
Yeah. Or having some kind of home care, you know, skincare regimen is crucial to have that best canvas possible.
Yes.
And allowing that pearlized moisturizer to look amazing and highlight and accentuate the areas that you want to pop.
Absolutely. And, you know, trying to cover up poorly taken care of skin with too much makeup is a big no-no.
Oh, so yeah.
That's a situation, you know.
That's definitely a situation.
Don't wear so much makeup. You know, take care of the skincare. Use a pearlized moisturizer in certain areas. Just spot treat the areas with concealer. But don't overdo the makeup. It just looks more obvious.
Right. And I think that's what people usually want is a go-to. Just, I need to just cover it up. I can build. And especially if it's the wrong type of product or, you know, coverage, it just ends up accentuating usually the problem.
Yes.
More so.
And it's a lot more noticeable.
Yes.
Another must have is definitely a good blurring primer.
Ooh.
Yes. So there's several brands, you know, they all make good ones, but something that is just more blurring, skin primer. So you use that before any of your products. It does help with texture. A lot of times something that's silicone based.
Yes.
Will help smooth out the skin. So doing something like that, even without makeup, you know, that just kind of softens the texture of the skin.
Mm-hmm. And it really helps lock in like moisturizer and hydration too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I'm really into a really natural skin. So a very kind of clean, dewy, polished foundation would be my go-to. And then, you know, kind of just mattify certain areas without powdering the whole face.
Right, right.
You know, so every line makes these things, but those are like some essentials that I have.
Absolutely.
That, you know, I always have to have. Definitely a good mascara, you know, depending on your lashes. A lash curler, definitely, but I've got a couple go-to mascaras. Just lengthening.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lengthening mascara, it looks the most natural in many cases, and it's very effective without looking clumpy.
I'm having this issue lately with mascara where my eyes are just so sensitive that they get really irritated. They get super red. I'm trying a new one today. It's an Almay brand from Walgreens.
Yeah.
That is just hypoallergenic. I was looking up, there was a blog post about, and that could be a whole different segment, but talking about more like organic or hypoallergenic, you know, cosmetics. Because usually with mascaras too, I don't know about you, but, you know, I always heard and read up on the fact that a lot of the ingredients, like the texture basically can't change much. Like the mascara is pretty much mascara.
Right.
It's really like the brush. Stuff that is, what's the word I'm looking for? That they have,
it's specialized to put the makeup on in a different way. The mascara.
Yes.
Deliver.
They have like a patented, like everybody has a patented brush.
Yep.
But the formula is what's going to be pretty much consistent because you can't have that, especially around the eye area. You can't have that many varying ingredients, let's just say.
Correct.
So, you know, a $30 mascara and a $6 mascara can be very similar. I mean, I tell people, hey, if you like one from the drugstore that you like that works well, you know, go for it. They're not going to be that much different.
No, those are all in my kit.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's what I use because they work great. Some of them have been around since the 60s?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, like I love mascara. How am I not able to wear mascara? So I'm going through all these different products and I'm hoping the Almay is going to be okay.
It's a $6 mascara.
But if not, right, exactly. So if it's not, if it doesn't work and I have to move on, it's okay.
Right.
But yeah, so I think there's something definitely to be said for that, looking into more hypoallergenic products and organic products and seeing if they really... I was worried a little bit about the organic fact is, you know, as natural as I try and be and formulating my own organic skincare line and stuff now, but if it's going to work the same, you know, if you're going to have that, like,
got to deliver.
Oomph. Exactly. Yes. So I'll keep everybody posted on that. Any other products you think? Any other must-haves?
Oh, there's so many. you know, I could go on and on about highlighters because I love
you love a good highlighter.
Shimmer. anyone who knows me who might be listening to this is probably laughing right now because I could just go to town with multiple shimmer highlighters. But yeah, anything like a mineral-based shimmer highlighting powder is, you know, I love it. I love it, especially layered, maybe on top of a cream highlighter.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So
yeah.
Highlight that highlight.
Depth. Yeah.
You know, and that's also a great way to suggest that you've highlighted and contoured because you really don't need to contour so strong. And for those of you who really aren't familiar with highlighting and contouring, because that is one of the biggest questions I'm, you know, asked.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we're getting into this because...
Yeah, it's, you know, you don't need to go through the million steps that they teach you on, you know, Instagram or YouTube, but
I'm like, stop watching the YouTube videos.
It's a nightmare. It's like, yes. Oh, I don't need to use all those products. I don't need to spend an hour. So
no.
Honestly, highlighting is going to suggest a contour because it's going to contrast the natural skin anyways. Keep it easy for yourself. Throw a little bronzer on around the perimeter of the face and
yes.
Call it a day because it's going to be just as effective.
Absolutely.
If not, you know, more beautiful because it's a little bit less. I always think less is more.
Right.
So, yeah, mineral shimmer type of highlighting product, that's a must-have for me. You know, if you're going out, I love cream highlighters, maybe with a slight shimmer. That's mm-hmm. really good for a mature skin. You don't really need, you know, to use any powders or shimmer powders.
Yeah, absolutely. I love using bronzer and a good highlighting powder. You know, you don't need to be caking on like 5 million different creams and products. I think powders really do a great job. Just being simplistic with it and contouring the outers. I always tell people like do a nice like three around the face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And you know, don't forget the neck. But you know, it's just as simple as that. Like less is more.
Absolutely.
I think simplicity is pretty much key when you're really trying to emphasize your skin.
Yes. And the older we get, a lot of times the more people want to put on. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not the case. Like you want to do less at that point.
Yes.
You just got to use the right products and the right placement of products.
Right. Exactly. And I think brushes come into a huge play with that too.
Yes.
Is using the right brushes. I think if people are going to invest in anything, brushes is probably one of the best things, just because, you know, they can last forever if you take care of them, but using a really good textured brush is going to help with the application.
Yes.
Making things look really smooth and natural.
More importantly, I believe that it's using the correct brush for the correct feature.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've started my own business, I am not so, you know, picky about how great of a quality of brushes, mm-hmm. because you know when you're using it so many times a day, they tend to get ruined anyways. But it's how you maneuver the brush,
yeah,
and manipulate it. So you know the most important, in my personal opinion, it would be like a skin brush. You know, something the size for bronzer. I don't necessarily use a big powder brush.
Mm-hmm.
I can always make something a little smaller work. So. They, you know, there's ways to streamline your brush set where you really don't have to buy like 15 different brushes. Just mm-hmm. have the correct ones. And another thing, I always hear this, like so many people are intimidated to go in to a store and
yes.
or a makeup counter and ask for help. And honestly, when I was at the stores, it would drive me nuts when people didn't ask a question. It's like, you're there. We're here to help. We want to help you.
Right.
Nobody is looking at you or judging you. And don't think that we are because we have to be there, you know, 8 hours a day.
We want to do something. We want someone to sit in the chair.
We want to feel like we made somebody's day. So when you go into a counter or a store or an Ulta or wherever it is that you need help with makeup, just have your questions ready and, you know, just ask the questions that you have, but keep an open mind to the answers because a lot mm-hmm. of times something that you think what you're supposed to be using is what you're there for. Sometimes, you know, that's not really the right product for you.
It could be something else.
So just keep an open mind, because most of the people who work in the business, you know, they are somewhat experts at what they do. So just keep an open mind as to what products they introduce you to.
Definitely. I think people would always, you know, especially like working for Mac, I'd always hear like, oh, the Mac counter is so intimidating. Everybody's all dressed in black and it's just really, you know, it's scary to go over there. But there's no judgment. Like that's what we love to do. You know, we're able to be artists and be creative. And like you said, we have, you know, we'd have to be there for 8 hours a day, and we want something to do. We want to be able to help people and give them different ideas. And I think something else that's really important for people to keep in mind when they are talking to any artists in general and going up to the counters and having fun and playing with different things. But if you have a set idea in your head of something you want, I think the best way to communicate that is a picture.
Absolutely. So, hands down, yes. Because
I mean, it's hard to communicate, especially if it comes to a very important day like your wedding or some, you know, very important event. I always tell people, if it's myself or you're going to another artist, please bring in a picture or pictures of the idea you have in your head, because a smoky eye to me may be completely different to what a smoky eye means to you.
Yes.
So I think that's the best way to see where the conversation can start and where the looks can start being created.
Yes. Pictures, definitely. And also keep in mind that the model in the picture may be a completely different complexion than you, or face shape than you, or age than you, whatever it may be. So you have to kind of tailor the look to look that way for yourself. So it might not
be about the
exactly,
look.
It might not be the exact same look or result, but it will be a suitable look for you.
Right.
Inspired by your, you know, picture or tear.
Exactly. I just think communication is key. Yes. And I've seen way too many or heard about way too many stories where people had bad experiences or, you know, weren't happy. And I don't always say you can put the blame on the artist necessarily. You know, I mean, if this person didn't have a lot of experience, that's one thing. But I think to keep the clear channels of communication is best when you can bring something in that's a visual representation of what you would like.
Agreed.
Just helps everybody out.
Yeah, you know, I've been there when the communication is going awry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying one thing but meaning another, and understanding one thing but, you know, you never know. So yes.
Yeah.
Definitely a picture.
Yes. Good. So as we talk about that too, and these important events and communication with people, I think makeup really, you know, we hear about makeup and beauty and it's fun and it's great. And, you know, we get to look good. It makes us feel confident. But I know myself, and I'm sure you as well, have had so many experiences where sitting in that chair and getting a makeup application means so much more to the client and the person, and even yourself. I think you build these relationships with consistent clients that you have, but it means so much more to them emotionally, having that treatment and that service done for them. Specifically, you know, for an example, just most recently, one of my clients was going through cancer. She was going through chemo and radiation. And, you know, there was a lot of loss of brows and lashes. And as she was getting over all this and things were starting to come back, she had some events to go to and really didn't feel herself and as confident. And it was pretty much to the point she was coming in weekly or a few times a week to have her makeup done. But I could tell how important it was to her. Just, it wasn't really for vanity, you know, to just look good. Yeah, of course she wanted to look good, but it just gave her this boost of confidence of what she was going through at that moment. And I could tell how much that meant to her. I could get emotional just thinking about it right now. But, you know, that little time with somebody and that communication and that relationship and being able to make someone feel that good about themselves, I think is just so rewarding and fulfilling.
That's what it's all about. Honestly, those are the best days that I have at work. You know, when
100%.
You really impact somebody. Mm-hmm. you know, I've kind of learned that if there's anything in this life to hear that you have affected or impacted somebody in a positive way, that's what it's all about for me. And it's
absolutely the
most rewarding in any realm, you know, whatever mm-hmm. it may be. I've had several situations very similar to yours. And, you know, a thank you note coming from France came to me because I made this woman's day, you know. And it's just the little things like that where you right. realize that you've actually really helped.
Yeah.
You know, I helped. One thing that has always stood out to me, one experience was I helped this woman who had terribly scarred and discolored skin. I had to do a bunch of color correcting and priming and evening out texture. And I completely cleared her skin. And she started crying, which was terrible because then the makeup.
You're like, no, like, wait, hold on.
But, you know, she was so thankful. And, you know, it's the little things like that that just,
absolutely.
You know, that's what it's about.
I even, you know, I mean, I remember too, you know, just when working at Mac and stuff and clients coming in. And of course, it was a lot of like teenage and like younger clientele, like always for like dances, proms, you know, homecomings. But, just, you know, through that age, you know, there's a lot of hormone changes and a lot of, you know, bad skin times you have to go through, acne, and just having girls come in and you could tell the self-confidence was just so low, and being able to just really help them understand, like, caking the whole bottle on was not going to be, you know, the fix, but how to apply things and, you know, how to make the skin look smooth and even, that just, you know, you could tell that smile at the end when you were done. It was just,
right.
You know, I mean, it made your day, it made their day, but it's just like you truly can help impact and change people's lives.
Yes. And that's such a delicate age.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, where just one little positive experience could just, you know, change their perspective on everything.
For sure.
I also, you know, I've worked on a lot of transgendered women, and mm-hmm. most recently, I had a regular client that would come and see me, and, you know, I would do her in the private studio, and she just only trusted me. I'd be there with her for 2 hours, and she'd tell me her entire... We ended up being very close because I learned everything about her and
yeah.
why, you know, how she thinks, what her, you know, confidence issues are and everything else. And, you know, I just made her feel so special. And so that... For her to live her life, you know, now as a woman was, I think I helped her feel more comfortable with herself because she, to me, she was this beautiful woman.
Right. You know, that's funny. I feel like we have, I mean, I'm sure a lot of us do, but have these similar stories. And I myself, you know, worked with somebody who was more in the public eye, but would have me come in and, you know, a little bit older in age, but, you know, is now living life as a woman. And just being kind of, I think sometimes we tend to, or people can tend to judge and not understand what people go through in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
But having a little bit of insight and being in their home and being with her and kind of just understanding the day-to-day and what she had to deal with mentally a little bit more. It's just such an experience. It's eye-opening. But to help that person feel their best and most confident is, you know, I mean, that's the objective for
yes.
anybody that, you know, we always try to accomplish.
And you never know what somebody's going through.
Mm-mm, never.
You never know.
So if you can help brighten up somebody's day,
yeah, that, you know,
sit down in your chair and, you know, put on some makeup and have fun. But it's really, truly more to that, you know, and I love being able to experience that with people.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing.
It is. Well, on that note, do you have anything else that you think you want to add that we've kind of left out of the conversation?
I would say, you know, just do something that you really aren't used to doing. Give it a shot. You know, don't be afraid. Just wear it with confidence, whatever it is that you do. I'm all about health and wellness and inner beauty. And if you can help enhance your inner beauty by being happy because you throw on a bold lipstick, then by all means do it. Like, that is the most important thing. It's about empowering yourself. and being the best version of you that you can be.
I love it. I'm like doing the happy dance over here with a big smile on my face. Amy and I like speak the same language. I love it. So where can people find you?
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
So I have a website. It's amymaddendavis.com. AmymaddenDavis.com. My business is AMD Beauty. And I've got a lot of my photos up on Instagram. My Instagram handle is A, B as in boy, Simon Kane, S-I-M-O-N-K-A-N-E. And I'm kind of getting my Facebook business site together. It's kind of...
In the early stages.
Yes. I really don't have much time to put a whole lot of images and keep up with that, as my website and my Instagram are kind of where I can more easily put that up. But it's Amy Madden Davis Beauty LLC. You can find me on Facebook. So I'll try to keep posting some more current images and experiences on there as well.
Definitely. We want to see everything that you're doing and all your beautiful work. It's incredible.
Thank you.
Every time I see your Instagram posts, just on everything, life, you know, I just, of course, love seeing what's going on with you and that things are going well and you embarking on this journey. But, I mean, your makeup is fantastic. So
thank you.
People should definitely reach out and contact you if they need a fabulous artist.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the support.
Of course. So, well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here for you.
Yay. And if anybody wants, as I always say, any topics or questions you have, you can now email me at gettingzenwithgenz@gmail.com. I definitely want you guys to be part of the conversation. So anything that you want, any advice or questions on any health, beauty, fitness, nutrition, jujitsu, definitely, you know, send on those questions. So we'll definitely try and make sure we get those topics addressed. So talk to you guys soon. Thanks. Bye.